Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. I welcome you to the broadcast today. And if you've been listening the last few days, I hope you're enjoying as much as I enjoy sharing it with you about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. As I've learned to depend upon Him, and I'm asking His help that I can rely on Him even more. There's something so wonderful going through your day, really depending upon the presence of God, asking Him, you know, what even in the simple things of life, you know, what task do you need to do first? He knows what's going to work out best. And for any of you who are time sensitive, time conscious, you've got a lot of things to do. Well, let me tell you from experience, the Holy Spirit's a wonderful, efficient organizer, and He knows how to organize your time. But you have to ask Him. I'm still learning this lesson. The times I'm rushing around trying, I'm say leaving, and I if I don't ask the Holy Spirit, sometimes He's very gracious. I'm pulling out the driveway and I think, uh-oh, I forgot that. But He's working with me so that before I shut the door, I can say, okay, Holy Spirit, is there anything that I've forgotten? Well, that's that kind of close, intimate relationship He wants with us, not just about the small, little, insignificant details of our day, insignificant to other people, but they're not insignificant because He wants us dependent upon Him, and He wants us so filled with the fruit of the Spirit. And so often when we don't depend on Him, we get irritated, we get frustrated, we get angry, we get upset, we're hardly joyful, we're hardly at peace. And you see, those fruit of the Spirit, the very character of Jesus, the personality of the Lord, is what He's trying to work in us at all times. David said, I could bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, we cannot do that unless we're aware, even in the midst of adverse circumstances, that He's still in control. He'll give us wisdom. He's given us authority to bind and rebuke the works of darkness, the work of the enemy, and loose the protection, the provision of God, and He's given us the weapons of our warfare. He's given us the armor of God. Yet, in spite of all these things, the enemy, he violently and vehemently attacks, especially when we're really threatening his territory. And yet, still, we can have joy and peace in the Lord. Remember what Paul said, you know, I'm cast down, but I'm not destroyed. And so, regardless of the ferocity of the battles we might be experiencing, the Lord is with us. So that we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Amen. Well, I want to get now on sharing those scriptures and those concepts, those truths about the Holy Spirit as a person. And Lord, I thank You for anointing Your word to our hearts. Lord, let every person that's listening desire a deeper, more intimate, more vital relationship with the Holy Spirit. We can have that as we're saved and as we allow Jesus to become Lord of our life. The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit. He dwells, and our spirit, of course, is in our body. Our body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, beloved, let's go on now. The Holy Spirit is a person. And now, it's very easy for us to imagine or to think of Jesus as a person because He had a visible body. He walked on the face of the earth. He was crucified. He died. He resurrected with a glorified body, which is like that body we will have one day. Yet, beloved, the Holy Spirit is no less a person, even though He doesn't have a physical body. Jesus didn't say in John, the 14th chapter, verse 17, you shall know it, but He said, you shall know Him. Now, there are certain aspects or elements of personality, of being a person, if you will, or a being. First of all is the ability to know. Secondly, the ability to feel. Thirdly, the ability to will. And the Holy Spirit qualifies for all of these aspects of personality. He knows, he feels, and he wills. Now, don't take my word for that. Let me share scripture. First of all, he knows. And the exciting and important thing is he knows the things of God. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 10 through 13, specifically declare, and I'm going to quote now, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So the Holy Spirit, who is God, who is an essential and equal and important part of the triune Godhead, he knows, but he also feels love. Romans 15 and 30 says, because, you know, it says the Lord made man in his image, and of course, that's one thing we can relate to. We know what it is to have emotions. Well, and we know we can grieve the Lord, we can make him angry. He feels love. Romans 15 and 30 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Holy Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And thirdly, he gives gifts as he wills. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 12:11 says, "But all these," and he was referring to the gifts of the Spirit, which Paul had been discussing with the Corinthian church. He says, "All these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills." In other words, it's the Holy Spirit's prerogative, his job, to dispense the gifts of the Holy Spirit as he sees fit. Praise God. So, the Holy Spirit, he knows the things of God, he feels love, he gives gifts as he wills, and he is going to instruct us, he's going to teach us the things of God. John, the 16th chapter, verse 13, these are the words of Jesus, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself or from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you." Now, that word "he" is used 8 times. It tells us that the Holy Spirit is a person. In this verse I just read, he does 7 things. He comes, he guides, he hears, he speaks, he glorifies Christ, he receives, and he shows. He will show it unto you. Praise God. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. "For he shall not speak himself, but whatsoever he shall hear," see, he hears, "whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak," so he's speaking. "He will show you things to come." He glorifies Christ. "He will glorify me," that's what Jesus is saying. "He shall receive of mine," so he receives from the Lord, "and he shall show it to us." Praise God. All those things he does for us. That's an exciting thing, is it not? And so, he does many things. He speaks, and there's another reference I won't turn to in 1 Timothy 4 and 1. And then, in Luke, the 2nd chapter, verse 26, this was talking to a devout man by the name of Simeon, who was in the temple at the time of Jesus' dedication and circumcision, and it was revealed to him, verse 26, by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So the Holy Spirit let Simeon know in advance that he wasn't going to go on to heaven until he actually saw Jesus. Praise God. And he knew when he saw him. Isn't that exciting? And then, of course, he searches the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." And then there's some references in Romans, the 8th chapter, that I'd like to share with you. Romans 8:14 declares that he leads us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." So he bears witness to us. He not only leads us, but he bears witness to us. And then also in that chapter, verse 26, he helps our infirmities. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered." Praise God. And we also know that in John, the 14th chapter, verse 26, he leads us. And also, there is a passage in Acts, the 13th chapter, verse 4, that he sends people forth. We remember that. He was, in the early church, he was very active directing and guiding how the work of the gospel should go forth and be spread. Praise God. Well, now, I can see my time is just about gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me today, and we're going to continue right on tomorrow at this point, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the Holy Spirit as our friend. I hope you can join me. Until then, the announcer will give you our contact information. I love you, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.